This is Al Snow.
Hey, Al, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you so much for calling me today.
Really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
This is a really cool moment for me, so thank you very much. I couldn't be more excited to talk to you today.
Oh, terrific. Well, I'm glad, and I really appreciate that we get to promote the show.
Pure Power Wrestling PPW at the VisitLethbridge.com arena. It's going to be September the 20th. Really do appreciate them all. They've done a lot. I don't know. It's just a really good group of people. So, are you calling from Ohio?
I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Because you're from Ohio.
Originally, yes.
Originally. Okay, and you reside in Kentucky now?
Moved down here in the early 2000s. WWE basically asked me to come down here to run their developmental program at the time with OVW. Been down here pretty much ever since. I'd say, in my opinion, a much more beautiful scenery up there.
I've never been to any part of Kentucky.
Nice.
But
down here is nice, and the hills and things like that. But you guys have the mountains.
Being by Banff is so nice sometimes, just to get out to the mountains. And we're like an hour away from Waterton, actually. If you get a chance while you're here this weekend, try to take a trip to Waterton. Just a beautiful little mountain town.
Oh, I would imagine so. I remember we went one time. This has been years ago. I went to a show in Banff itself. It was in the park. Just the drive out and the drive back. Just amazing. Just gorgeous. Just so beautiful out that way.
It feels fake, honestly, until you go through it and you're like, wow, this is exactly what it feels like. Have you been to Lethbridge, Alberta before?
It's probably been so long ago. Until I show up and I'm like there and I go, oh yeah, I remember being, I can't tell you how many times now where I'll walk, come into a town or I'll walk into a building and I'll look around and I'll go, I've been here at some point. I've been here. I know I've been here. And then slowly it all starts coming back to me.
Deja vu is oddly scary sometimes.
Yeah, very true.
I'm pretty certain that way back in the day when I was like really little, I think turning on WWF TV, it was you versus the Road Dogg. I'm pretty sure you were the first wrestler I saw on WWF TV.
You're really kind of not
to like put responsibility on you, but you're kind of responsible for this obsession that I've had over the rest of my life. But I'd kind of like to ask you, man. I've seen you do so many things, from whether it's wrestling or you're on your the show on Netflix or on Tough Enough training with people or being funny backstage. Like, there's so many different stories. Whether I've heard it from a Mick Foley story or something like that. Is there a moment of your career that you're most proud of from the start to right now?
I always tell everyone that it's tough. Because I loved doing what I've gotten to do for as long as I've gotten to do it. I got to be honest. Like, I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that, number one, I went and did it. And number two, the fact that no one's figured out that I don't have a clue of what I'm doing and I've still been able to do it. So,
isn't that beautiful? Like,
yeah.
To be able to chase a dream in any way, shape, or form, man, and especially to like chase a dream and get recognized for being good at that dream, it's got to feel cool.
Yeah, I don't know how good I'm at it, but I know that I've been able to keep doing it, and that's been pretty amazing. Gosh, I've been able to. I'm so blessed. I've been able to live a life and go places, do things, meet people, talk to people like yourself. I never would have gotten to do if it hadn't been just doing something silly like fake fighting other grown men in my underwear for money.
Yeah, exactly, right? And what was that feeling like when you first went to embark on your dream? Like, you say you have no idea now. I could only imagine how you felt, just like, where do I start?
You just go do it. You know, you one foot in front of the other and you just go do it. You just literally start doing. And, you know, the more you start doing and the more you do, the more things start falling in place. It's not easy by any means, but you just keep moving forward. And eventually, you know, you figure it out. The path starts to open up, starts to become a little clearer, you start getting to an area where things are worn down and, you know, there's more of a clearer direction and going forward.
Start kind of learning what you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just keep going forward. It's been like I said, just it's been for the things that were tough or a challenge or whatever, they were still an experience and they were still a part of the journey of going in the direction I wanted to go. So can't complain. I mean, I've been really, really, like I said, blessed, very lucky to get to do what I've done. So I'm thrilled. You know, I'm a guy from a small town in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. And, you know, I'm coming to Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, and, you know, getting to meet people and see there are tons of people here in the United States. I've never been to Alberta, Canada, let alone Banff or Lethbridge or anywhere, you know, even remotely near there.
Mm-hmm.
I get to do it. I get to go up there. And for me at this point, hey, you know, it's like, oh, it's just be one this weekend. Well, I'm going to Alberta, Canada. Oh, you what? Yeah. Come down, you know, be back. It'll be fine. A couple of weeks ago, where are you going? I'm going over to Barnsley in the UK, in England.
Yep.
You what? Yeah. Yep. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to England. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to come back. And each place has its own, you know, the people that live there take it for granted. They just, it's just whatever it is. Pull in and you're like, wow, this is really nice. As I've gotten older, I go, man, I could see retiring here.
Yeah.
I just sit here and hang out on the porch and do nothing. Yeah, I'd like this.
Yeah, this is a good place to do nothing in.
Yeah, just hang out. Just, you know, don't have to chase anymore.
Man, like, well, speaking of chasing, like, there is there's not too many stories like yours where, you know, you have a crazy, huge career and then you go and now you're on Netflix. And I feel like a whole other world of people have maybe gotten their eyes on you for the first time.
I think so. Yeah, there were a lot of people that have been made aware of who I am and what I do. I'm so lucky. You know, Greg Whiteley, the, you know, executive producer and director of that Netflix series. And, you know, he's the same guy that produced and directed The Last Chance U. He did Cheer. And he's so talented, just so incredibly talented and understands how to tell the story of the people that he's covering on those docuseries. What an experience. The crew and Greg were here from the last week of May until all the way through the end of August. You know, they were filming. They had two film crews, and they were filming a minimum of probably 10 to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, everything and anything. They were basically, they had set up camp at my house.
Yeah, oh, that's got to be an interesting experience too, eh?
Yeah, a lot of the neighbors in the neighborhood, you know, we had, you know, trucks out in the street and on the driveway and lighting rigs and things on the porch and, you know, shining light through the windows of the house and, you know, people in and out. Yeah, we were definitely the talk of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Happy to hear that was, well, it's got to be stressful in itself to have that many people going through your house, but sounds like a decent experience nonetheless.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, my philosophy is there's no such thing as necessarily a bad experience. They're just simply experiences that give you enough information that when you get to my age, you now have some really cool stories that you can tell people.
I'm sure we might hear some of those stories this weekend here when you're here at the arena.
Glad and excited to meet and talk to everyone. And I really hope everyone comes out to the show. A good family show, you know, that you can bring your wife, your kids, your grandmother, your grandparents to. Yeah. And, you know, and just come and have fun. To have a moment to where you can forget about everyday stress and aggravation and just have a good time.
Yeah, get away from the real world for a bit.
Even if it's just for 2 hours at a time.
Exactly.
Away.
I won't take much more of your time, and thank you so much for talking to me today. Do you have any memories of Alberta, Canada that you can think of off the top of your head? If not, it's all good. I know that you couldn't think of any from Lethbridge specifically, but...
I've been in Calgary, and I've been in Banff, and I've been all up and through that area numerous times, and I can tell you, like, the people are very warm, very inviting, very welcoming. You know, when I got the request, I was excited to come back up and to visit again, because I've always felt welcome when I've come there, and I've always had a great time, and I've always appreciated how genuine and awesome everyone up in that area are.
Awesome. They are
just wonderful, wonderful people, really. I'm really looking forward to coming up and seeing everybody again.
I'll be there. I'm super excited to call your match. It's going to be a dream of mine, and I'll be the overgrown man bringing some toys to get signed by you and stuff like that. So
fantastic. I'd be more than happy to sign autographs and take pictures and just have fun.